Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today, for this season, I'm reading from Mystical Journey Oracle, right? And this is funny because the card that came up is actually Manifestation, right? So, we are all creative beings, and we all have the power to manifest beauty in this world. By doing this, we heal ourselves and others simply through the act of creation. When you share your gifts with others, it makes it easier for them to shine their light and share their talents as well. Trust in your abundance of this earth, for there is truly enough for everyone. We just need to believe it is so. You have always felt a gentle pull towards creating something bigger than you think, and it's time to make that feeling conscious. You can start this journey right now. Visualize your ideal life and what you would be wearing and what you are eating, discussing, or participating in. Visualize where you want to be in 5 years' time and what actions you can take to manifest that vision. Imagine your mind is magnetically charged as your thoughts flow, and they are charged positively or negatively depending on each thought. Oh, that's quite nice. As your thoughts flow, they are charged positively or negatively depending on the nature of each thought. Okay. If you focus consistently on an optimistic future through your thoughts and actions, your actions will begin to align. Because if you train your thoughts to flow positively, your mind will magnetically attract positive outcomes in the external world. Start planning your 5-year plan with a vision board, which is a powerful tool for attracting your desires. Imagine your dream career, income, or house, or even your dream partner. Place the board somewhere where you see it every day as you work and repeat this mantra: I manifest my creative potential and let it flow through the world and to heal myself and others. That is not the worst advice I've ever... That's not the worst reading I've ever done. That's actually quite fun. What I did not see coming is, as your thoughts flow, they are charged positively or negatively depending on the nature of each thought. Now, negative energy can be used quite positively when it comes to manifesting, because if you know what you do not want or you do not wish for this outcome, there is a good chance you can prepare to avoid it. So that is one way of looking at it. Well, that's my way of looking at things. Everyone else will see that differently. But some people feel that it's inevitable. And what that does with the law of attraction, because you've created this inevitability, it comes to you. And then you will say, well, that was just supposed to happen. The universe has sent this to me as a lesson. No. And then you'll find that you say things like, oh, the universe is challenging me. Well, no, actually, it was you drawing upon that negativity into your life to create that abundance of negativity, which then created a pattern, which then you are now responsible for, but don't want to take control of. So you blame the universe and you put it into your why me pocket. And you play that card whenever you need to, saying, look, the universe has done this and this is why this is, rather than taking full positive action to say, fine, you know what, that was my bad. All right, I'm sorry, let's just move on. Or let's just stop, let's not do that anymore, right? So when it does come to things like positive affirmations, even if you don't believe them at first, yeah, you need to still repeat them to make sure that your flow of energy and your vibration changes to a point where you start attracting the belief pattern that things actually could work in your favor, yeah? All right, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.